Blog Talk Radio.
You can ride it in smoke with a plane across the sky. You can sing it in a song, a poem, a sweet lullaby. You can stir up emotions in me that I can't control. But words alone can't quench this thirst in my
kick in on the conversation. Ms. Shelley Rand is who we're talking about so far this evening. Michael Kay, our entertainment co-host, who was the one that really wanted Shelley on the show. Michael, is that not a beautiful song?
I'm telling you, one of my favorites. Were you able to listen to 8x10 too? That's also a really good one.
No, I haven't been able to listen to that because, you know, I was busy trying to make this happen. But I have to say this one so far is by far my favorite. So we have some good news and some bad news. I'll just give you the bad news first. Shelley was going to be with us, everybody, on the show tonight, but She is performing right now, and because of the time, I think originally she thought that she was going to be done with the performance, Michael, but she's
right.
not. But the good news is that we're having a bunch of Christmas special programs, so she's going to come back to that program. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and maybe if she's got some new Christmas music out, we can play some of that too. So we just kind of thought we would just do a love fest for her anyway. I know Lori, one of her really, really big supporters, is on the line with us, and we're going to bring her on in a little bit. But, Michael, so how did you find Shelly, and why is it that you just adore her and her music so much?
I found Shelly from a friend of mine, Marilyn Bennett, who sent me a track of hers, and it kind of sat in my inbox for a couple days. And then I went back to it, listened to it, did more research on it, and really just fell in love with her voice. She's signed now to the Montage label, which is a major label. Her debut CD is called Afterwards, which is a song you just heard, and it's not been released yet. It's out by the summer of 2010. She co-wrote 9 of the 12 songs. The more I listened to it, the more I loved it. You know, she has such an incredible voice. I can hear her heart through her lyrics and through her voice. Talked to her today, and she's terribly, terribly sorry. What's happened is that she's at a corporate function that is somehow running a little bit longer than she thought. So she's going to try and see how long the show goes and if she can just pop in at the end of the hour. She was going to give it a try, but like I said, no promises. But I'm excited that we're going to have her back in December for the Christmas show. She does have a Christmas CD available, so that'll make a great Christmas present, don't you think?
Yes, I think so, too, and that's why originally when we were kind of going back and forth today as to her being upset that she couldn't be here with us, and I thought bringing her back for Christmas would just be an absolutely wonderful thing to do because, you know, I'm telling you, hearing her voice like that now, if I were able to hear her sing Christmas country music or just Christmas music in general, I know that that would be awesome. Michael, it sounds like I'm getting some feedback from you, so if you have our volume up on the computer or on the radio, turn it down because I'm getting feedback from you. I can kind of hear it. But, Michael, also, I know that you had mentioned to me that we've heard some of Shelly on the West Wing and Third Watch. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was the NBC network picked her up for the West Wing and the Third Watch, which are both award-winning primetime shows. So you've probably heard her a few hundred times and just didn't know who she was. So that's fantastic. I'd like to ask her how the hell she got that gig, but of course, we'll have to trust Lori.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, perhaps Lori can tell us or maybe, you know, she'll give us the details on that. And just for all of you that don't know, or in fact you may know, you can also just Google Shelly Rand, and of course all of her information will come up. I was looking at her MySpace page today. It's funny, Michael, because when I was on the MySpace page, I disabled my page like many, many, many moons ago, and I started laughing to myself saying, does anybody even use MySpace anymore? But in any event, if you are on MySpace, then Shelly does have a MySpace page. She also has a page on Facebook as well. And then she's got her own personal website where you can listen to her songs and also buy some of them as well. So just Google Shelly Rand, and I definitely think that you will be in pretty good shape. Now, Michael, I know that you had mentioned a few seconds ago that it was Marilyn Bennett who introduced you to Shelly. Now, Marilyn comes out of an area and also with her husband where there's a huge pool of musical talent down there. Is that correct?
Yeah, Mr. B himself works for the Grand Ole Opry, so everything goes hand in hand. And Shelly's really starting to make, I mean, pretty starting to make her way. She's been at this for decades, but now she's really starting to get the attention of the people that really matter, which is really exciting. Again, catching her, you know, on the upswing. She's actually sold over 50,000 copies of her independently produced album herself, which that's door-to-door, that's going to bars like El Chico's and the Calhoun's down where she is. And that's a lot of albums to sell yourself without a major distributor or promoter.
Yes, I definitely do agree with you on that. I know that in the chat room, Linda says that she's still getting a little reverb from me. I'm not quite sure where that's coming from, but I promise you that I will work on that and try to clear that up for all of you inside the chat room. I can hear it also a little bit as well. I'm not sure if it's coming on your end or my end, but in any event, I'll definitely try to work on that as well. Now Linda says she's getting dead air, so I'm not sure if she can hear us or if she can't, but everything on my end seems to be good. So you guys in the chat room right now, tell me if you can hear Michael and I. If not, then we'll try to have to fix that. But in any
event,
we'll go ahead.
Maybe it's the storm that went through. Did you get that storm too? We had hail about an hour ago for about 25 minutes. It was crazy.
No, I'm good. Linda says that we're back on, but now a bunch of other people are emailing me saying that they can hear me. So maybe it's just some of our computers are being a little temperamental today. But in any event, we're going to continue on with the conversation. Again, I want to thank Linda so much for being inside the chat room. Lori Stanfield, who is her really, 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 really big fan. Lori's going to be calling in about 5 minutes, about 8:15. So, Lori, you can give us a call because I know that you're her fan. We want to hear every single thing that you have to say about her, especially that's even more important now because she couldn't be with us tonight because of a prior engagement. So, Lori, you can call in on 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364, and then we can go ahead and get you on the line.
Lori is so much more than a fan, too, because she was the one that had Shelley Rand's signature tattooed on her ankle, which I'm going to post up the pictures on Facebook when Lori gets on here. But it's really a beautiful tattoo. It's like, classy. I was kind of shocked, you know?
Yeah, I saw it, too. And cool. It is very, very, very classy. In fact, I saw it a couple of hours ago. And you're right, it is very beautiful because when you first told me about it, I wasn't sure as to what it was going to look like. And I kind of closed my eyes a little bit, and then I peeped open. I thought, oh, that is beautiful. It's not too big, and it's not too small. It's just right.
Right, absolutely. And nice colors, too, the purples and the blues and everything. So I can't wait. Yeah, you know, as I'm reading her stuff, too, she shared the stage with Keith Whitley, Waylon Jennings, Bill Monroe, Vince Gill, Trace Atkins, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Alabama. So, and she also performed at the President Bush, the Fallen Officers National Fraternal Order Police Memorial Service back then to a tune of about 20,000 people. So girls got her stuff going on.
Now, is this Lori we're talking about or
Shelley? I'm sorry, Shelley. Yeah,
okay.
Shelley.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, when you said that, I was like, wow, Lori's a big star in her right as well. I guess it is great that we're talking to her. This is absolutely wonderful. Now, also speaking of Shelley, since that's who we were talking about, she is also going to be singing, is that correct, for President Obama? Is that yes or no, or we're not sure yet?
That's what she's leaked to me, that she's going to be going ahead and singing for him in, I believe, May, if I'm not mistaken, but personally invited. So that's quite a coup.
That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to perform for any president of the United States, you know, no matter who you are, that's just pretty awesome. I think we've got Lori on the line, speaking of her big fan, so let's go ahead and see if we can chat with her real quickly.
All right.
Hi, Lori. Victoria and Michael, we're live. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Lori.
Hey.
Nice for you to join us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you all? I want to thank you so much for commenting on my tattoo.
Well, it's a very lovely tattoo, Lori.
Thank you so much. We had talked about doing that for a couple years now and finally got up enough nerve to go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. Are you actually at the event where Shelley's singing?
No, actually, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to know that.
So, Lori, this is Victoria. I'm known as the news lady. I'm a television news anchor and reporter of 15 years. I have got to ask you, when did you make the decision that you were going to do something like this? Because that really, really means that you adore and love her. That is huge.
Yeah, that's diehard.
Thank you. Well, you know, Shelley and I have known each other for about 8 years now, and she's a wonderful person, not only talented, but, I mean, her personality, there's no other person like her. She's just wonderful. I mean, once you get to know her, it's a privilege, and her talent, well, you've heard her songs. I don't even need to say anymore.
Yeah.
We had talked about doing a tattoo a couple of years ago, actually, and just got around to doing it last week.
Well, fantastic. How long does that take?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Did it hurt?
Doctors lasted a little bit longer than that, though.
Did it hurt?
Up or down or something like
did
that.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, did it hurt?
Not too bad. On a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 2.
And,
Shelly performs a lot. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Shelly performs a lot at El Chico's and Calhoun's down there. What are those bars like? How many people do those hold?
Well, I'd say El Chico holds about 200, 250, and
okay.
Calhoun's probably about the same. And they both have outdoor patios where she usually performs, weather permitting, of course. And
right.
She packs it out every show.
Is that really kind of where she gets her multitude of sales, is from people in the bar and everything?
I would say so, yeah, and
yeah.
Word of mouth. I mean, you know, once you've seen Shelly, I guarantee you're going to come back and see her the next time.
Oh, absolutely. I've been watching her videos on YouTube all day. I love the one about so-and-so's grandmother. What the hell was that one called?
I can't remember right which one that is.
Yeah, it was cool. quite a funny song. It's one of her humorous ones, which she looks fantastic. And
yes, did you get a chance to see the Chains video while you were looking?
I did. I love the Chains video. Fantastic.
I saw that. I saw that as well. Lori, let me ask you a quick question because I can definitely hear that there's a lot of reverb from you. If you're anywhere and you have a volume, if you could just turn the volume down a little bit, because I can definitely hear your echo. I think there's some problems tonight with the echo over the air. So if you've got a volume somewhere, if you can just go ahead and turn it down, do that for us, and maybe that will help a little bit. But Lori, I have a question for you. So when was it that you initially started to follow Shelly? When was the first time you actually heard her perform and sing, and you thought, wow, this girl is amazing?
You know, I actually heard her about 8 years ago. A friend of mine that's a songwriter locally, she had told me about Shelly, and this friend has written with, oh, my gosh, so many different people. And usually she would invite me to a writer's night or a show to come see them, and sometimes I would go, and she said, you know, you've got to go with me to see Shelly. Well, I had seen probably 20 or 30 other people that she wrote with, and once I went to see Shelly, I was just blown away. And my friend has been saying, you know, you have to go with me. And actually, I went, took a friend with me, Cindy, and we've been there seeing her almost every week.
Wow.
Wow.
Question for you, Lori. Tell us about the Let's Get Shelly Ran on the Ellen Show page.
Saw
that the other day.
Okay, that's something that we really need to push to all of her fans. Let's get Shelly Rand on the Ellen Show. Ellen DeGeneres is who we're talking about here, of course. And if you go to Shelly's Facebook page, there's actually two pages, the Shelly Rand on the Facebook.com, but also the other one says, let's get Shelly Rand on the Ellen Show. And all you have to do, it's simple, it's just join that. And we're trying to get over 1,000 people to join it so we can get her on there. I mean, Ellen and Shelly have so much in common. It's the perfect stage for her.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and I liked it already, so I'm already on your fan.
All right.
Well,
get on there join it and hit the share and send it to all your friends and get as many people to join it as you can.
Will do.
Well,
absolutely.
I and all of our other fans will certainly go ahead and do that. And, Lori, I just think that's absolutely huge and wonderful that you decided to get a tattoo of Shelly. So when Shelly decides to come back on, I know you were so nice to be with us this evening. I hope you come back when she comes back on because it'll be nice to have you on with us again so that you can kind of, you know, I'm sure people tell her all the time, her fans, how important she is and how much they appreciate her, but it would be good to actually hear it from you. So you'll have to come back and visit us again when Shelly comes back on.
Oh, I'd love to. I really appreciate talking to you guys, and I really enjoyed it.
Hey, let me ask you something, Lori. How did she get the NBC Network gig?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think she had a friend that helped her out with that. But I'm not positive.
That's something I'll have to ask her when she gets here. I'm going ahead right now, and I'm going to post your tattoo on my profile on Facebook. So if anybody wants to go ahead and check it out, you can go to my page, Michael Koch, K-O-W-C-H, absolutely. So you're now famous. Your inner ankle is famous.
All right. And if they're wondering why, it's a dragonfly. It actually is Shelley Rand's autograph, and she likes dragonflies. She has a thing about them, so that's why it's a dragonfly.
Makes perfect sense
cool.
to me.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thanks, Lori, for calling in. You too.
And again, everybody, I so desperately want to apologize about this reverb. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but believe me, I am trying to fix it. And again, that was Lori who was just joining us, Lori Stanfield. She is one of Shelley's biggest fans and got a tattoo. And again, Michael did say that he's going to post that tattoo on your Facebook page, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Koch, K-O-W-C-H. Yeah, it's so nice to talk to a fan who really loves somebody like that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's I definitely think it's great too. But we're going to continue the conversation because Michael, last night we had Christine was on my show last night. And she is a jewelry designer. Not only is she a jewelry designer, but she also has a degree and a license in gemology. So she was on and kind of talking and gave this wonderful offer, whereas if you spend, was it $50 or more, you get, is it 10%
off? 10% off. Yeah, 10% off, $50 or more going to the end of September and enter the code Victoria.
So with that said, you know, I thought, of course, you know, she's going to get a few people, and, you know, I thought some people would stagger throughout the end of the month. So I get an email from her today, and she says to me, she says, Victoria, oh, by the way, guess what? My website crashed for a quick moment. About how many people was listening to the show? And I just thought that that was absolutely awesome because it was as a result of the show that her entire website for her business crashed. So can you imagine that many people logged onto the website to see her jewelry? So she's going to come on and talk about that. So, Christine, if you're out there and you're listening, why don't you go ahead and call in now and chat with Michael and I about that because
how long was it down for?
But it was good. Well, I don't know. She's going to, I'm sure, be able to tell us all of that. But can you imagine that?
That's the power of At Home with Victoria.
Yes, 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 exactly. That is the power of it. I just thought that that was absolutely wonderful. And as we speak, I'm going to try to put her her website again inside the chat room, so I'm trying to multitask. Michael has a different handheld device now that he can do a little bit more multitasking while
absolutely.
We're on the air better than I can.
I can put that up on.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we just
no
wanted
problem.
To put her website up. And actually, Linda is in the chat room, and she says, isn't this show such a great impact for Christina? And Linda, you're right. It absolutely is. I feel like Linda's like our mom tonight also as opposed to a producer because I can tell she's irritated by the reverb, and she's kind of like, will you guys just please fix this, please? I can tell it's irritating her. Linda, I tell you, I swear we're working on it.
Hold on, Linda. We're coming, baby.
We're coming. We're coming. Please, please, we're coming. We're coming. Now, the other person who's supposed to call in tonight, and I told her to call in between 8:30 and 8:45 if she can, and that is Heather Daniels. Heather is a good friend of mine, and Heather is a plus-size model. And Michael and I were talking about her last night because she, along with a large group of models, made history in New York.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Is she going to call in from Milan?
No, actually, that's the thing. I think she's actually going to be still sort of leaving New York when she calls, but headed to Milan. So I think that's what the deal is. So that's why she wasn't able to promise me. But I can promise you that Christine is on the line because I just see her pop up here.
Hey.
Let's get her on the line. Hi, Christine. Are you with us?
Hey, Victoria. Hi,
hey,
Michael.
Christine. Hi, baby.
Hello.
Kate. How are you? You busted me
How
last night, woman.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. I don't blame you.
The website went down. Tell us all of this good stuff, please. We want to hear this.
I was hysterical. I was giddy with laughter. Well, I was up late because I was wound, and I noticed it. I said, oh, something strange with the website. Oh, well, whatever. I shut down. I tried to shut down. In the morning, I got an email from my service provider saying, you know, he's exceeded the bandwidth or what have you. And anyway, I said, oh, what? That's so weird. And they called me. I have really good customer service. And they said, you know, we're really sorry. Your site was down for X amount of time. We're really sorry. It exceeded the bandwidth. They were so sorry. So I was laughing, and the guy, I think, thought it was sarcasm. I thought it was the best thing ever. So I was just laughing. That's awesome. Thank you. And I said, oh, so I'm explaining to him. Well, I was on the show last night. I was home with Victoria. And then until after. So I'm trying to explain it to him. He wasn't really following me, I think.
Hey, Michael, you know what? I think I actually have some bad news for you. The reverb that we're getting tonight, from my understanding, may be coming from you because you have a handheld.
That's right.
That because you have a handheld set thing on, so it's a possibility that it may not clear up. But just to let you know, if you can switch, then maybe that'll help us out a little bit. While Michael tries to switch. Did you switch now?
Yeah, I'm on the handheld now, so I'm good.
Okay, well, I mean, the Blog Talk Radio said that may be affecting it somewhat, but it may be that and a bunch of other stuff. So
okay.
I'm sure Mother Linda will tell us in the chat room if it's better. I have no idea. I know that she will. But I want to get back to Christine. Christine, that's the first time that has ever happened to me in experiencing somebody coming on the show where their site went down. You know I was really happy about that.
That's awesome. That's awesome news for everybody.
How long was it down for?
It was down for about an hour during the night, and then it went down.
Serious?
An hour, and then it was down again at some time in the wee old early hours of the morning. And so they called me to apologize.
Wow.
So we fixed it, and they promised that, you know, this won't happen ever again. I was thrilled. I kept telling the guy, this is the best thing ever. And I think he really thought that it was some type of New York City sarcasm. I was thrilled. That was the best thing ever. And so, of course, I had to tell you because, like, I mean, literally, like, shortly after I got off the show, because he said that it was down for about an hour between, like, 10 and 11.
Wow.
So I got off with you at, what, 8:30?
8:30, yeah.
Yeah.
So your people shop in the middle of the night, apparently.
I guess so. Well, and you know, also what that means too is that, you know, that right there is just people basically also, you know, besides buying, going to your website just so that they can actually see what it is that, you know, the services that you have to offer. So I think that's great.
I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. I mean, yeah, really, I was thrilled when you, you know, invited me on the show. So I was giddy off of that. And then the end result is unbelievable. I was just thrilled. The site crashed. You know, people are really interested. I have, you know, new leads and new contacts. And, you know, your fans, you know, listen to you. They trust you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And they like me. They really, really like me.
Yes. Yes. And they like you, too. You know, and I had this conversation with Michael. I knew that I was onto something with the whole small business thing because the first time I had Pam on from Hush Boutique, and, Michael, I don't know if you remember, that was the first time that we actually had someone that did a special code. And her code also, Christine, was Victoria. And I just thought that was great. And I thought maybe there's going to be, you know, three or four people that was actually going to literally go to the website and order something. But from that night that we had the show up until the next afternoon, she was still getting orders in. And when she told me that, I thought, are you kidding me? That is great. So I knew in that quick second that actually, yeah, this is really a good thing.
It really is. It's definitely a wonderful, you know, forum for the small business. You know, you're trying to get out there and, you know, you're basically hustling and you're trying to get your name known. And it's really hard work.
Yeah,
but this is such a great forum to have that word of mouth, that stamp of approval. That's really kind of what I'm understanding with Facebook. It's just because someone is your friend, you trust them a little bit more to make that reference to someone, to actually purchase mm-hmm. someone from that person. I mean, that's the best word of mouth ever is, you know, just through your friends and your contacts. So.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's the best, you know, money can't buy that. You could buy all the advertising in the world. It's not going to do anything for you. It's, you know, literally, you know, reputation and referrals. People want to hear from real people. They don't want to hear from the ad you bought in XYZ paper. They want to hear from real people.
And, Christine, you know, something that I wanted to talk to you about when you come back on for Christmas to do the Christmas show with us, I think it would be a great idea, and this is a part of the conversation that we had last night, to talk about the differences with diamonds and also how to look for gemstones. Because that really, really intrigued me. Because I love rings, and I love really big, chunky rings, and as well, I love gemstones. So that kind of registered in my head that, wow, that would be great for her, since she's an actual gemologist, to be able to talk to us and educate us in terms of what we should be looking for when we do go to buy that.
Oh, absolutely. It would be my pleasure. And I get, you know, inquiries a lot. Sometimes people just email me, just ask me about that, and I love to help them with it because it's fun for me. For me, it's fun. I love it. So it's not work. And I would love to definitely give some advice and my insight on it, definitely to your viewers, especially around Christmas time when people shopping for, you know, sometimes shopping for the big ticket items. A lot of people get engaged around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the time to put it out there.
Can I ask you something,
Christine? Give us that discount coupon. Give us that coupon, that code again, since you're here for a second day. Maybe we can get it to crash again tonight for you.
I love it. My host provider swears they're ready this time. Let's see. So the code is Victoria, and it's 10% off of any order of $50 or more, and it's good all the way through the end of September. But just because you crashed my site, I'm going to go ahead and extend it till the end of October. What the heck?
Are you serious? Yay!
Yeah, that's why
awesome.
We love.
Go crazy. Crash the site. You have till the end of October to shop you drop.
Just like Michael K. said, that's why we love you, because you do these wonderful things for my listeners, and we just absolutely do it. Listen, before we get you off the line, you have to tell me, Cheryl Woods, did you get a chance to meet her and give her her giveaway today, or are you guys still working on that?
We're going to meet up tomorrow, so I'm going to have to post an update on Facebook.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear.
That is wonderful.
It was so funny, we emailed back and forth. We didn't realize how close we were. So I think we're also going to be new BFFs.
Yay!
Oh. Did you hear that, Michael?
That's Facebook bringing people together.
No, Michael, it's on Facebook. It's At Home with Victoria bringing people
together. Of course
together.
It is. Of course it is. What was I
saying?
Absolutely.
Well, Christine, thanks for calling in and telling us about the your website that crashed, and I do appreciate you extending that discount to through the end of October, and I'll definitely make sure that throughout up until that point that I will mention it on my website and my fan page, and I'm sure Michael K. will do the same.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Love, 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 love. I can't wait to see you guys in October at the event, the Common Bread event.
So much fun. Good to meet you. Absolutely.
Family reunion.
Yeah. You know that.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
And, again, that was Christine, who was visiting with us. And, I mean, you know, Michael, for her to have the website crash, but then I just find out what she says that it was for about an hour, I'm even more amazed at that. That's pretty big for me.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. That's fantastic. And I just love Christine so much. And she's so talented. Oh, my God.
Yes, she is. Michael, give us a recap while I try to get me a cough drop about Shelley Rand and how they can find her, the song that we were playing, and just sort of all that good stuff.
No problem. Actually, Shelley Rand was supposed to be with us tonight, but due to a current scheduling effort, she's been having trouble getting through. And so she will not be joining us tonight, but at the top of the hour you heard Victoria play Afterwards, which is the title track of her new CD coming out in July or summer of 2010, which is now past. But she's extending it a little bit further. However, she is, like I said, can't be with us tonight, but we had Lori Stanfill on today. And if you want to check out Lori's Shelly Rand tattoo, go to my Facebook page, Michael Coach, and click on the picture. It's quite a lovely tattoo, and she's doing fantastic with it. Apparently it wasn't too painful. But anywho, back to the chat room here. Let's just go ahead
and
see.
What's going on inside the chat room?
Well, you
besides Mother Linda being upset that this reverb is ruining her night.
I know. She's really getting PO'd here, but looks like nothing's really going on right now. But Shelly Rand was trying to get through on my line. That's why I'm kind of distracted here. She was beeping through, so I don't know if she's available now or whatever. But
if she is, I mean, we do have about 25 more minutes left in the show. Then if she is, I'll go ahead and talk, and you can focus on her and just give her the call-in number and just tell and to let her know to tell me what number she's calling in on, so I'll know that that's her.
All righty.
On that for a quick second.
Yeah, let me just for a quick second.
Put you on hold just for a quick second so that you can do that. So Mike is going to work on that. Everyone, for a quick second. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria Gaither, the host of the show, also television news anchor, reporter, and all of that good stuff. Let's see, I've been in television news for, it's been 15 years now, so I've been at this a really, really long time, and have had the opportunity to work with Ted Koppel and all the big wigs in the news business, and I've worked in the Midwest and on the Eastern Shore and D.C. and everywhere. So now I like it because I get to do my own show and get to interview a lot of cool people in New York and D.C. and Philadelphia and kind of go all over the place. But we've got a bunch of functions that's coming up. One that Michael and Christine talked about was in October. I am getting an award, and I'm looking forward to getting an award for journalism. And I have to stop the presses here for a quick second. There's a gentleman that just showed up inside my chat room that when I first started on Blog Talk Radio, he was my first friend, so I kind of call him my first love. He also has a show on here as well, and his name is Goofy Bone, and Goofy is absolutely wonderful. So it's like my eyes just lit up when I looked inside the chat room and saw that he was actually there. So Goofy, it has been a long time. I don't know where you have been, but thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. So we'll go ahead and put Michael back on the line and see if he was able to complete that that task. Michael, are you back with us?
I'm back with you, Dahl. Shelly is calling in. She's calling in on 615.
Okay, well then I think this may be her right now, so let's see what we can do. Hi, Shelly.
Hello.
Hello, Shelly.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, Victoria, Michael, I have thought about you all evening, and we have just finished a gig in the lovely bedroom community of Hendersonville, Tennessee, for the Chamber of Commerce, which is a typical thing that goes on here for the local businesses.
Well, Shelly, let me first of all officially welcome you to At Home with Victoria. I, of course, learned about you because of Michael, my co-host. He absolutely just not only adores you, but just thinks that your music is wonderful. So most of this evening, I've been sort of listening to your music, and I have to tell you my favorite song, and I play that at the top of the hour on the show, is the beautiful song called Afterward. I just love that
song.
Thank you. What was the inspiration from that? You sound like an angel.
Oh, thank you so much. That song, I will tell you from conception. I had the idea from reading, and I don't want to get religious, but yes, I was reading an actual scripture, and it was a continuation of a sentence, and the continuation was the word afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And to me it came across as two words, not just and I and I did just put a T on that. It came across as two words, mm-hmm. after words.
Mm-hmm.
After words have been said and spoken, okay. and the repercussions of that, that's mm-hmm. how I came up with the idea. And I only had the title, which is After Words, and I had a little bit of the music. And I went to a good friend of mine. He just got inducted to the Songwriting Hall of Fame this mm-hmm. year, and his name is Jimmy Fortune, and he's awesome. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with that name. He was the tenor singer for the Statler Brothers, but he definitely has a voice of his own, and he's amazing. And I went over to his house for a writing appointment, and I came up with this idea and presented it to him, and he said, yeah, you know, I really love this. Let's do it, and let's work on it. And we did, and it became the title cut.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. And you know what, Shelley, to me, it's one of those songs where it doesn't matter who you are. When you hear that song, it could mean so many different things to so many different people. You know what I mean? Like in terms
yeah.
of, you know, if in terms of something that perhaps, you know, you said to your parents, or something that you said to your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend in a relationship, or something that you may have said to a friend. I mean, you literally can take those words and you can put that in any context, and it can invoke that meaning for you. So I just love it. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that, for saying that, because to me that is the magic of music.
Yes.
And I when someone can interpret their own meanings from their own life,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, it's not necessarily restricted to mine, to my own personal experiences, because we are all human and we live in the days and times of things that, you know, that change day to day, and circumstances. And I thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate
yeah.
you saying that, because that matters.
I know you want to cut in, Michael. Let me say this last thing, because I have to tell you, immediately when I heard that song, there is a particular space and time in my life where it was a conversation that I had with a friend of mine that was very painful and difficult. And the thing that was funny was that I instantly went right back to that space and time as if I was having that conversation with that particular person, and it kind of really took me off guard, because, you know, I wasn't expecting to listen to Shelley Rand's song and have some sort of emotional moment, you know, this evening before we came on the show. But I mean, it was just crazy, because it completely took me right back to that space and time as if it just happened a few minutes ago. So I just wanted to say that, and that you're right. Music,
wow.
you know,
yeah.
different things into different people, and it's just awesome.
Thank you so much. It's really a privilege to be able to do what I love, and that is make music.
Absolutely.
And to hear the feedback from someone who is, you know, who's highly educated in the here and now culture, and I appreciate that so much, because Not that I'm seeking validation,
mm-hmm.
but it's more about appreciation
mm-hmm.
for what I do,
well,
and
yeah.
that I have given my heart and my soul to the music business.
Well, your heart definitely shines through in that song right there. And the thing is, I like it so much. I have it on my iTunes now. And Michael and Shelley, you know, when you get a new song and you keep playing it over and over
yes.
and over.
So from
the time that I downloaded it up until we got here on the show, I tell you, I played it about 17 times. Isn't that crazy?
See, Michael. That's what I did with Hell on Heels. That's the song that
all
I
right.
All
right.
That was the one. I knew that's a hit. I love that one. And I also love 8x10, too.
Thank you so much. And you follow in the footsteps of a veteran who's been in the music business for years and actually headed a label for 10 years. That was his interpretation of the record, is that Hell on Heels, and that was going to be the single release off of a major label that we had. It was going to be the release, and all, and then 8x10 was also a follow-up to that. But thank you for saying that, because yeah, those are the songs that have kind of pricked people to, you know, to take notice of the rest of the record. And that record really was pretty much open as far as like not tied necessarily to, well, this is traditional country or this is today's country.
No, it's
crossover. Yes, I think it's just about the song. To me, I'm a singer-songwriter who's more about the song.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, and Michael, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because you know my background is, you know, I was born and raised in Washington D.C. and living in the city, and I've got to tell you, it was very, very, very rare that I listened to country music. I do remember having an uncle who loved country music, but one thing, Shelley, that I want to talk about that I find with country music is that, like, you know, people like yourself and all the sort of stars out there now, Faith Hill and all those ladies, you know, your music really does cross over even to somebody like me who's never really ever listened to country music, but like your song, I listen to it, I can identify with it, and it just
fills
my heart with joy, and it sounds great. So, you know, so I look at myself and I think, my goodness, you know, I love country music, so if you want to stick a label on it, and that's fine, but it's amazing this sort of crossover, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm telling you, I don't think that there should be a label. I think it should just be
good.
Getting back to your statement earlier about how it affected you and it brought back personal memories. To me, I think that's the most important component of music.
Absolutely.
That needs to happen. Is it needs to, it needs to, you need to relate to it personally. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much that can happen in the production process of a song, of a video, of the promotion of an artist,
mm-hmm.
that can override those things. And I appreciate that you all are voicing the details, because I feel like you all have the voice of the general public.
Absolutely.
When it comes to my music, because I've had people tell me, Victoria, I've had people tell me that I don't even like country music, but I love what you do.
Right.
Well, why? Well, why? Because you're feeling something, you're hearing something that sounds familiar, that you can identify with your own life, and it doesn't have to have a title on it.
Title to it, absolutely.
Whose life, Victoria, when you write your resume, do you have an actual title for genre? You don't.
No, not really, no.
No, you do not. You do not. And I think that's a little bit unfair to stick somebody in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right.
Michael, I know Michael had a really big question, because which I didn't know, and I was just so crazy excited about this when Michael had told me that we've heard you on the West Wing and Third Watch.
Third Watch, go ahead
and talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, how did you get that gig on NBC? I mean, that's pretty great. Talk about transcending through your barriers and stuff. That's mainstream
huge.
Television.
Well, again, I have to give credit to the music, because that's how I was discovered for those particular shows.
Mm-hmm.
They were floored with what I did, the performance that I gave, and they absolutely said that, you know, this, actually one of the songs for Third Watch that I wrote and performed, one of the songs was very detailed. It was only a few seconds shy as far as airtime is concerned, It was only a few seconds shy of a feature. And because it fit the scene so well. So what that tells me is that, you know, the scene that they were writing for, well, it was because there was an affair that happened during that scene, and what they needed to hear was the possibility of hope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the scene, if you Google Kim's Hope Chest.
Kim's Hope Chest?
Hope Chest.
Yes. Kim, K-I-M, okay. Kim's Hope Chest. If you Google that and you put in Third Watch, you're going to come up with that episode. And that's exactly what it spoke to them, is there's hope even in the midst of all of this coming down, you know, that's not good. All of these things that's happened, there's still hope. And that's what people are looking for.
Yeah.
That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
What was the song that you sang? Was it a Kim's Hope Chest or?
It's called, no. It's called Going and Gone.
Oh,
which is, I'm somewhere between going and gone.
Absolutely.
I've
heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Thank
so
you.
Everyone.
Yeah. It really fit, the scene, and it was one of those, you know, right place, right time things.
Right.
Well, I definitely look forward to when the show is over, because of course I'll be Googling this online and putting it on Facebook. You know, so for those of you, if you don't have the information, just go to my wall and it will certainly be there. Well, Shelly, I'm glad that you called in, but the show is almost over. So will you promise me, because I'm doing a series of Christmas specials sort of for small businesses, so will you promise me that you'll come back, because I want to see if you have a CD or something, because I think it would be great for people to buy your CD and to buy your music as a great Christmas gift to folks. So promise me you'll come back where we can give you your entire full hour as opposed to, you know, today when you came in briefly.
Yes, I will. And I thank you so much for having me at the back end of the hour. Duty calls and when you're
entertainment. No problem at all. No problem.
Right.
You said that. No problem. Don't you even.
I listened to part of your show and I enjoyed it very much. And yes, I do already have a Christmas CD.
Yay.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, and I would love to look at, the ladies' jewelry that you featured earlier. That
sounds
fun because I love chunky. Yeah.
I'll put a link on, I'll go ahead and put a link on your wall. But we have to connect via email because I was telling Michael I was able to play one of your songs on here today. So especially for the Christmas series that I do, it would be great if you can pick a song and send it to me so we can listen to your music while we actually have you on the air as well.
I can do that. That would be lovely. Thank you so much.
Idea.
Thank you
great.
So much. And I appreciate you. Thank you, Michael, Victoria, for having me on your show. And if anybody would like some information between now and then, I know that they can connect with you all on your sites. And I also do have music available if they would like to hear anything that we've talked about tonight.
Yeah.
Do you have your own website? Is there a website, or what's the best way for everyone that wants to connect with you to do that?
The best way is Facebook.
Beautiful.
I swear, and I know you all talked about that earlier. I got that part. Yes, it's because I'm on over 40 music sites, and I have every one of them linked to Facebook.
Beautiful.
So Facebook is master link to all of my sites, and I think that's the best way. I can post things easily and answer questions easily. So I think the best way is you go to Facebook. And I also I know that Cindy and Lori talked about this earlier. Thank you, Cindy and Lori. They are my unofficial publicists. they have absolutely been a cornerstone in the support area, and I appreciate them so much. And the tattoo is beautiful. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope that you all will check that out, all you blog
posters. Oh, we did.
It's
awesome.
And
Michael posted it already. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Shelley, please consider At Home with Victoria to be your outlet for anything that you have new and upcoming coming out. We'd love to have you back. And just use us horribly.
Absolutely. Yes.
I will use you.
Please do.
Yes.
And Shelley,
yes,
you know what? We actually do have very good results, because when Christine was on yesterday, the young lady with the jewelry, Michael and I were posting, and I was talking all about her on the show. Her website crashed for an hour, and that was as a result of folks across the U.S. listening and going to her website. So we actually do pretty good results on the show as well.
Awesome, and I know you do, and I thank you so much for letting me be a part of your show and for your interest in my career, because I know that you produce results, and I know that people all over the country are tuning into you, and they should, because you all have got it going on, and I thank you so much again for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you so much. All right, Shelley, we're going to give you hugs and kisses, and we'll talk to you soon, love.
All right, love. Thank you so much.
You
too.
Take care.
Isn't she absolutely wonderful?
I'm so happy she got
I know, so am I. Shelley Rand made it. She came on the show. We love you, Shelley. Shelley, that is awesome. And, you know, Michael, what's crazy is that 6'5 number, she's actually been on for quite some time. I didn't know that was her. So once you was able to do that, that was awesome. Shelley saved the day.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so pleased. Oh, and isn't she just a sweetheart? Like, you know, she's just good people.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, for me, it's something that I talked about when I was listening to her song. It's pretty clear that you could tell she's a very good person, because, you know, to listen to that song and to listen to that emotion and the strength in her voice and how she belted that song out. I mean, literally, like I said, I've already listened to that freaking song about 19 times, and I just downloaded it about, 2 hours ago. I'm going to listen to it again when I'm done.
Isn't it funny that her voice, I mean, her talking voice and her singing voice are absolutely two different things? Like, holy moly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. Her talking voice and her singing voice are completely different. I mean, when she sings, it's just such a, I don't know, I guess the best way for me to describe it, she sounds like an angel. It's so like angelico in nature, you know?
Yeah, she sings from the heart, that's for sure.
Yes, 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 she does. So, everybody, don't forget, become her friend on Facebook. She said that is the best way. Shelley is her first name. Her last name is spelled R-A-N-N. And also, if you've got any questions, I do think, Michael, we have her information on our page here on Blog Talk Radio, so you can also find her on there. Another quick shout-out to a friend of mine that I haven't seen in the chat room. In fact, I haven't seen him forever, Vince in the Bay. Vince and Goofy, again, when I first started out on Blog Talk Radio, they were my two really good friends. They kind of disappeared, so it looks like that they're back, and I'm so glad to see both of my guys inside the chat room. And they, too, have shows, so make sure you check out Vince in the Bay and also Goofy's show. Goofy will definitely have you laughing, hence the name Goofy. Vince is kind of Vince is just this super, super smart, intelligent guy. And he's the type of person who doesn't mind taking on controversial issues, and he likes to have really, 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 really good discussion. So,
Michael, hi to Goofy and hi to Vince.
Yes, exactly. So we've basically talked to everyone. I guess our girl Heather wasn't able to call in. I guess she must be en route on a flight to Milan.
Poor girl. Poor girl.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Poor Heather. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen, but I've got about 30 seconds and we're done. Michael, you're the greatest co-host for entertainment shows. Thanks, sweetheart, and I will
chat
with you soon. Love you, too.
And may I say you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
See you later. Take care, everybody. Thanks for the chat. Take care. Bye-bye.
And, again, that was Michael Kay, co-host of the entertainment shows here on At Home with Victoria. So it's been a crazy show. We had Lori in at the top, who was Shelley's number one fan. Then Shelley was able to join us. And then Christine was able to call in about her computer crashing from at home with Victoria. But as always, everyone, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I got a treat and got to see Goofy Bone and Vince in the Bay inside the chat room. I appreciate all of you, and we are back on the air again next week. One thing actually Shelley forgot to mention is that President Obama, I believe she's actually going to be singing for him. So she'll give us more details on that when she comes back on the show in December or late November. God bless everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on At Home with Victoria.